questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Like always, we have invited a scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to the show to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Usually, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions and Islamic beliefs. The doubts which have been asked by different questioners from around the world. The question of the day is about the revelation of the Holy Quran. And it has been asked that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed the Holy Quran earlier than the dawn of Islam. Because all of us know that the Quran has been revealed to the Holy Prophet, to the heart of the Holy Prophet, at the dawn of Islam. So if we believe that this is a comprehensive book, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually refrained from revealing it at the very beginning of the creation, at the time that he created Adam, alayhi salam? This is a question that we need to ask it from respected guest speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, Sheikh. So the question is that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually revealed this Quran so late? So could it be earlier? I mean, could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this comprehensive book from the beginning of the creation? So what was the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought so many books that we believe that they were not complete books, right? Not as comprehensive as the Holy Quran, and reached to this level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the time, let's say at the end of the Prophet, revealed it to the Holy Prophet of Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Can you give the book of a university student to the elementary school?
No.
Of course not. Rationally speaking, it is not acceptable, because a boy in the elementary school cannot recognize and cannot understand books in university levels. Mm-hmm. So this boy needs to grow up, needs to educate, and gradually obtain the capacity to have other books, other higher books, okay?
Yeah.
And exactly we're talking about the human being. In mm-hmm. the same case, human being in elementary time, from the beginning of the creation, this individual and the capacity of human being was very limited, rationally speaking, and many other limitations in the human being.
Mm-hmm.
So, human being was immature, and in the immaturity case cannot receive the highest level of revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the revelation from beginning, okay?
Yeah.
For example, we have the different, of course, we are not, we do not have many information about the how many revelation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have some verse of Noble Quran. Allah said that, Suhuf Ibrahim, okay, some of the revelations, some of the chapters and books to the Ibrahim, or yeah. Prophet Noah, or to Prophet Moses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Torah.
Yeah.
And we have the Gospel and Injil to Prophet Jesus. We have وَأَتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. We have sent some of the revelation and some of the books, sacred books, to Prophet David. We
yeah.
have this revelation in order for human being to become mature,
mm-hmm.
to have this capacity to receive other highest level of the revelation. And this human being, when gradually become mature, and he or she found this ability and capacity to receive more completed version of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in that time, he sent him the Quran,
yeah.
the most completed version of revelation.
So it might be said that, Sheikh, look, the addressee of these books and these, let's say, divine books are one, human being. And human being doesn't matter if he actually was born at the time of Adam or at the time of Noah or at the time of Ibrahim. So you say that, okay, we cannot give, let's say, university book to, let's say, a grade one student. But since the addressee is one human being, so what problem will it make if we give the same book? For example, this comprehensive book to all of these equal addresses.
You know, we cannot ignore the circumstances. Look at the time and the situation and circumstances of Prophet Adam and compare it to the circumstances of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah. Let me give you another example.
Please.
Look at the time of the, for example, let's say what 100 years ago and the time that we are living now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of development, a lot of technology. Can you compare the situation that we are living now so with 100...
It's interesting, in case a person who passed away 100 years ago and comes here inside, and between us, he will see, okay, we have some mobile.
Yeah,
what is this that you're talking to?
Drastically, many things have been changed.
Yeah.
You cannot compare, let alone 2 centuries.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the Prophet Moses, time of the Prophet Moses and the time of Prophet Jesus. Time, circumstances, many things have been changed.
Mm.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what suits that community, He sent it.
Very
okay?
Yeah.
And what suits the time of the Prophet Jesus, He sent according to the demand and the need of people in that specific time.
Very true.
In the time of the noble Prophet, Al-Yawm, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ I have completed my best version of revelation, which is embedded in the religion of Islam.
Very true.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Sheikhnu, you know that we had other divine books like Torah, like Bible, like Zabur. So, what was the problem? What were the deficiencies that we could find in those books that they were not meeting the needs of the people at the dawn of Islam? Couldn't people get along with the same teachings of Bible or Torah?
You see that unfortunately in that time, some of the distortion, you know, occurred in some of the sacred books.
So in case there was no distortion, the same books were written by?
You know, we are
by...
talking about the reality on ground.
Okay.
We have some distortion to the sacred books.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some parts of the sacred books, especially in the time of the Prophet Moses or after the Prophet Moses, had been hidden from mm-hmm. society. We have in the verse of Noble Quran talking about that. That unfortunately some of the Jewish scholars, they did not show and did not indicate the entire part of the sacred books of the Moses.
Mm-hmm.
So because of these problems, okay, and you know, if you look at the circumstances in the time of those two noble prophets, when the time of the noble prophet Muhammad, everything was changed. Talking about the circumstances of people, demand a new needs of people
mm-hmm.
requires other more
so complete
version.
It's not only
version.
With distortions that happened there, because even the needs and less circumstances changed.
I want to say that there were different factors.
Very true.
You know, playing in that story.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, if you put all these factors, we understand that because the needs of people are changed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of other needs and demand of people, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the complete version of the revelation, which was the Noble Quran. For
okay.
example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that, وَأَنْدَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ We have sent to you the book, which was confirming what was before it of book, and as a guardian over it. Confirming, you know, what was the before of it? I want to say that the verse of Noble Quran talking about the confirmation of some part of the, you know, sacred books. And after all, it was a garden over it. I mean, is that, I want to say that it was a more complete version of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So in the same doubt actually is being asked today, that Quran is for 14 centuries ago and it does not meet the needs of the people today. As exactly you refer to the circumstances that changed at the dawn of Islam, and there was a necessity for revealing the Holy Quran as a new divine book. So it might be said, okay, again, after the 14th century, again, we need to have another book. And then it's, and as we said, the circumstances and condition changed again. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to bring another book?
You see that whatever need that human being needed and required till the Day of Judgment have been mentioned in the verse of Noble Quran, beside that the narrations of the Noble Prophet and his pure progeny. Mm-hmm. And of course we have other, the role of wisdom. Beside that, of course, we have all of that in its own place. So whatever needs of human being require has been mentioned. I mean, the basis of that have been mentioned.
Okay, take it for granted. You say that, okay, all the needs of the human beings were put and were mentioned in this book. Why hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in, let's say, in Torah, in a book before than that?
I said that because in that time, people, they were not ready, okay? People, they were not ready. And the reality showed itself that the people, unfortunately, maybe some of the scholars and some of the people beside that, they tried to distort some of the, you know, verses of sacred books. And they did not maintain the complete version of that. And it showed that they were not ready to receive the complete version.
Is it a special privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to the Prophet of Islam and did not give it to
exactly.
the other prophets?
Exactly, because the noble Prophet Muhammad, first of all, he is higher, his position and his status is higher than other, prophets of Allah, okay? And because of that, people, they were ready, I want to say that people ready to maintain the complete version. And noble Prophet was superiority over other, he has some privileges over other prophets of Allah. Everything was ready, everything was matched to receive the complete version of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, when we guess that we do not meet other, maybe some of the doubt that they say that, you know, this religion of Allah does not contain all whatever human being needs till the Day of Judgment, it is because of our lack of understanding, okay? Mm-hmm. We do not go in depth into the verse of Noble Quran. And of course, maybe sometimes we do not use our intellect. And because of that, we fail to understand the guideline of the, you know.
One more short question, Sheikhna, to finalize this discussion. The same way that we say that, okay, people were not mature enough to accept Quran as a comprehensive book before the Holy Prophet of Islam. Again, some people now these days say that, okay, even it's the time to change the Quran because some rules of heritage and let's say some rules like that of heritage and like that of blood money need to change and in the course of history they need to be changed because, you know, the circumstances have changed. So is it, again, a time to answer this doubt? I know we can say whatever is in the Quran would suffice for us and no more rulings is needed to come.
Who changed the verse of Noble Quran? Human being changed it or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I want to say that, if we accept
it's
this
the time
idea,
for Allah. So it's time we take refuge to God for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the book because, okay, we came across with some new doubts and let's say some problems and we saw that there are some deficiencies, they say, they claim, in these rulings and laws. So it needs to be edited.
Again, all this, you know, doubt and question coming from lack of study, okay? Maybe they do not even for once went to the verse of Noble Quran and opened this verse of Noble Quran to study, okay? Because those people who are familiar with the verse of Noble Quran, they can find all guidelines, not detail, guidelines for the prosperity of human being, both in this life and hereafter, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned whatever human being needs for his or her prosperity in both lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it, okay?
Mm-hmm. And whatever they refer to is some lack of knowledge, as you said, or misconceptions. That
really, this is a reality, you know? If you go to that, you can find it out. Mm-hmm. Of course, we do not have to. I do not have time to mention all the detailed points that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has mentioned. And if we, the problem, my brother, my dear host, is in practicing.
Very true.
Unfortunately, we do not practice that.
Very true.
Even if we practice even one verse of Noble Quran, it's, you know, enough for prosperity of both life. You know, but unfortunately, the problem is that.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and you respected listeners. I hope you found it quite informative to learn about the comprehensiveness of the Holy Quran and its revelation at the time of the Holy Prophet. Thank you very much for staying tuned and listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن